Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has launched its 17th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is the 17th year of our annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and that campaign is designed to educate and, when necessary, litigate to ensure that religious viewpoints are not censored from Christmas and holiday themes. Matt, this is an educational campaign first. We want to educate. We want to make sure that people understand the constitutionality, the fact that you can have religious, particularly Christian themes in your nativity scenes on public property and other places. And we want to be able to not only provide the education, but also the defense whenever, for example, a government entity is doing the right thing and they get sued or they get a demand letter so that we can actually come in and help them and defend them.
Well, sure. And with anti-Christian, anti-First Amendment groups like the ACLU, the improperly named American Civil Liberties Union, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and others seeking to attack the First Amendment, particularly religious free speech, and more particularly Christianity, it's more important now than ever that Liberty Counsel is on top of this. The Friend or Foe Christmas campaign is kind of twofold, both in terms of government action against free speech and to bring to light various retailers and commercial and private organizations that are effectively trying to quash the Christmas spirit.
Right. You know, I mean, Christmas is about a celebration of Christ's birth, right? It's his birthday. So atheist groups have no place to be able to take him out of his own celebration. Remember last year, we got involved in a situation where there was a principal in Nebraska that had instructed all of her teachers that that she said, we are not to be doing any Christmas or holiday-specific themed activities with students. And she gave a comprehensive list of not acceptable practices, which includes Santa's, Christmas trees, Elf on the Shelf, Christmas music, candy canes. And then she gave a list
of acceptable. Not even candy canes. Yeah, candy canes were impermissible. She sent this list out. She sent it out to all these people in the school. Candy canes are banned. No more candy canes. Reindeer, homemade ornamental gifts.
Even red and green.
Green themes are banned. Those.
What is that?
She had she had a not acceptable and an acceptable list.
Right.
And red and green was banned.
It's like she was dictating, what are we going to celebrate this year? And of course, we got involved. We sent a demand letter. There was a lot of media on it, appropriately so, you know, to tell these children, you can't celebrate Christmas. What is that?
Yeah, and so what happened is we did a demand letter, and she gave what is permissible. And I think a snowman was permissible.
Yeah, like Olaf.
Olaf from Frozen, I think, was okay. But red and green are banned. Elf on the Shelf, Christmas trees, Santa. All this was banned.
Yeah, anything having anything to do with Christmas.
Yeah. Right. And candy canes, you know, because a lot of people say that that
she
shape
said,
is J
yeah,
for
the
Jesus.
Yeah, the candy cane stands, the J stands for Jesus, and the red stands for his blood, and the white stands for being purified.
Right.
And, you know, most of the kids probably don't have a clue that that's what it stands for. But they just give out candy canes. They like them. And she just said, no, it's Christian, and banned them. So fortunately, we got involved. This is part of the educational component. We got involved. We sent a demand letter to the school, and the school board, to their credit, they took the right position.
Promptly so,
And they disciplined that particular administrator in the school and reversed it and said, no, we're actually going to celebrate the constitutional way, and that is we're going to allow Santa and we're going to allow the nativity scene. We're going to allow secular music. We're going to allow Christian music. And in fact, that's what their policy had said.
Right.
The school administrator literally went against the school policy. So that's why if you find something out there, you hear of something, Maybe it's not even in your local area, but you hear about it somehow. Let us know so that we can get involved and reverse that situation.
Because believe it or not, there are Grinches out there like this. This woman is a microcosm of the larger anti-Christian bigotry that we see out there in an attempt by groups like the ACLU to engage in religious Christian cleansing here in the United States. They want to reinvent an America in their own secular humanist self-image.
You know, in fact, we're defending two counties in Indiana right now against that very group that are, and then it's trying to remove these nativity scenes from the government property.
Yeah, this is in Indiana, Jackson County, Indiana, and Fulton County, Indiana. The ACLU has filed suits against both of those counties. We are representing both of those counties at no charge. The group wants to have the lighted nativity scene removed from the Jackson County Courthouse Christmas light display, which includes a large lighted Santa Claus, a sleigh, with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers. The ACLU wants to have only the nativity scene removed. Let the other things stay. They are doing the same at Fulton County Courthouse Lawn that has been displayed each year since the 1980s. That display in Fulton County includes a Santa Claus or a Santa's house, a Santa Claus, lighted reindeer, a snowman, and a candlestick. And, oh yes, the nativity scene, and that's what they've targeted. And those displays are exactly what the Supreme Court has repeatedly said is constitutional. So if a governmental entity like these counties in Indiana has a display of the holidays, it's constitutional so long as it has both the secular and religious aspects of Christmas. So you can have the nativity scene. You can have Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. You can have that nativity scene so long as you also have, in this case, you know, Santa Claus or the lighted reindeer, the snowmen, or a candlestick or something that is a secular of nature. The same is true for a school, public school, that has a concert, and they're the ones putting it on. I'm not talking about a talent program where the individual students select their own music. That's different. But when the school is putting it on, it's the school choir. They're inviting the public to the school. The same thing is true. You can sing all the great Christian Christmas carols, Silent Night, the First Noel, as long as somewhere within the mixture of music, you also have a secular song, such as I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, or something of that nature, perfectly permissible. Now, if it's individuals, Matt, like the students coming and they're putting on their own songs and they're selecting it, then you don't have to have the secular component. If in some states they have public parks and they allow individuals to put up their own displays, it's a public park, yes, it's on public property, yes, but it's selected not by the government. The display, the sign, whatever it is selected by the person. That can all be completely religious and Christian. Doesn't have to have a secular display.
And this is all well-established Supreme Court precedent, and yet this underscores the import of having Liberty Counsel on the front line here, because the ACLU knows this. They know what the law is. They know what the precedents are. Yet they remain unwavering and undaunted. At every possible opportunity, they will abuse the judicial system to try to attack freedom of religious expression, to try to attack Christmas, particularly in the celebration of Christmas in any public forum, knowing, and the ACLU is extremely well-funded and able to do this and really to effectively bully these smaller organizations and counties and school districts and so forth. And so if without Liberty Council there, they'd get away with it.
And, you know, for example, these two counties we talked about in Indiana, they have had these displays up for years and the community has enjoyed them. But again, the ACLU is going around looking for something to try to take them out.
Yeah. So find out what's going on in your community and in your schools, by the way, because already the teachers, the principals, the superintendents, whatever, they are making decisions. Maybe they already have made a decision.
Senior centers as well.
Senior
too.
Centers, yeah. Yes. You know, believe it or not, we've had situations where people living in senior centers have been told you can't decorate the Christmas tree with a religious symbol.
Or sing a Christmas carol.
Christmas carols.
Yeah.
You can't even decorate on the outside of your room. It's absolutely insane. So find out what's going on in your community and let us know. Do some searching online. Make sure that we are aware of it. If we're not aware, we can't get involved and resolve the situation, but we can resolve these situations more often than not, and we need your help to help us make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored from this coming Christmas. It's a joyous time of the year, and it is the reason for all that we do, that our Savior was born in Bethlehem and gave his life for you and me. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas. That's lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.